Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, ATVSwimSpas.com. They'll be offering Dave Scott training tips on site at Ironman 70.3 Oceanside. The IOA, Run the City 5K, the best ever office party, coming to San Diego Thursday night, June 15th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we're about to send out 1,660 grants, totaling $2.3 million to buy the equipment challenged athletes need to stay in a game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville.com and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, speaking about amazing athletes, she is the first above-knee amputee woman to finish the Ironman Triathlon World Championship. She also has been on The Amazing Race. Her book, In a Single Bound, has been out there forever. And you name the sport, Sarah Reinertsen does it. Sarah, how the heck are you?
I'm well. How are you, Bob?
I am spectacular. This is the best time of year because we get to send out 1,660 grants, $2.3 million to get challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Things have changed just a little bit since you were a little girl trying to figure out your way after, you know, maybe you were born with a congenital issue and you didn't have your leg above the knee. How tough was it for you?
Yeah, you know, it was tough getting integrated in sports. You know, I grew up in a time, too, where we didn't really see a lot of people with disabilities doing sports. But nowadays, you know, I think we have the Challenge Athletes Foundation. We have the internet. People can find us. And so many challenged athletes around the world know about what we do. This is why we get so many grant applications sent to us. And people just need sometimes a little help to get out there and get integrated in sport. Because although, you know, the opportunities are certainly more than they were when I was a kid, there's still a barrier to entry with sometimes getting the equipment, the adaptive equipment that someone with a disability would need to do sport, or sometimes just even the coaching or the you know, how to
sure.
do some of these sports. So whether they want to learn how to ski or learn how to do triathlons or ride a bike or rock climb or learn how to play wheelchair basketball, you know, the CAF is helping both with sports clinics and with sometimes just getting that wheelchair basketball or that piece of equipment, that hand cycle, that prosthetic cycling leg, that flex run, that Osier flex run so they can
sure.
run, you know, all those things.
How has the equipment changed over time? Not so much bicycles, but in terms of, you know, running legs, right? I'm assuming the running leg you got for your first time is a little different than what Osier is producing now.
Oh, yeah. Now there's so many more. You know, I often liken it to, like, the shoe technology that we see. You know, it used to just be, you know, you had your you know, your Nike Cortez shoe, and that's all you really had. And now you have a huge amount of different types of shoes. We don't have quite as many shoes, but we do have more running feet that are specific to the type of runner that you are, whether you're running on a track. You know, some of the folks that run on the track foot versus distance running. And so I use a distance running foot. And even the distance running foot has sort of changed over the years as well. And we've integrated technology to include some of, like, the Nike soles that worked. Nike and Osier have worked together to produce some of the running soles. And the Nike spike pad now integrates with the Osier, short distance running feet, the track feet that you
right.
see all the within the Paralympics. So so the feet have changed as well as the sort of the soles that go on them as well are more integrated. So they have come, you know, a lot further than when I started running and went to the Paralympics in 92. But it's great to see that this technology is available and is out there and that there's more innovation coming.
What I think is fascinating, a lot of times people go, a piece of equipment, sport, is sport really that important to people? And can't someone who's injured just get that from their insurance? And people are always surprised when I tell them that your health insurance will cover a walking around leg or an everyday chair, but sport is considered a luxury item, which for most of us, sport is such an integral part of our lives, that it's those pieces of equipment, travel expenses, training expenses, none of that is covered by insurance.
Yeah, it's amazing. And especially when you think about the argument that you could, that's there. We know that exercise helps lower secondary conditions such as, depression and diabetes and heart disease. And, so we know that exercise helps, like empirically, but also just intuitively as athletes, we know that there's just like that fun that you feel, that wholeness that you feel, that smile that comes across your face when you're just, riding your bike, pedaling your bike, you're going out for a run, and everybody should have the opportunity to get to play and do a sport. And so, there's a big need. So insurance companies are not going to pay it, but CAF is there, and we're there to support so many people. And one of the things I always like to remind people of folks that, we don't support just elite athletes. I think sometimes people think, Challenge Athlete Foundation, I'm not a super pro athlete, or I'm not doing Ironman. An athlete at any level deserves the right to play. So whether you're training for your first 5K or you just want to ride a bike, you don't have to be doing an Ironman to get support from the Challenge Athlete Foundation. You have to be a Paralympic level athlete to get funding. So that's sometimes I think people are hesitant to ask for support because they think, I'm just a beginner, but we support athletes of all levels from the beginner to the elite.
What's interesting, I remember when I started Competitor Magazine years ago and I'd go out to the events and hand out the magazine, people would say to me, I'm not a competitor, thinking that the term meant elite athlete. And I'd be like, no, you got up at 5 a.m. to come out here and jog a 5K. You're competing with yourself. You're competing with the course. You're feeling better about yourself because what you accomplished. I remember Bill Bowerman's classic line, if you have a body, you're an athlete. And that sort of embodies what Challenge Athletes has been about and what really you've built your career on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. I think, my parents intuitively just forced me to play with the kids despite having a prosthetic leg. And, I always think of Bill Bowerman saying that quote, if you have a body, you're an athlete. Like, just sort of this crusty coach being like, if you got a body, you're an athlete.
Right.
Just in that same, that way, that there is no excuses in the way that a coach pushes you to not to tear down those excuses in front of you that you're not going to stop you from getting through your workout. And certainly the same is true. I think the way my parents raised me as a kid with disability and the way I think Bill Bowerman has embodied that in the way he coached his athletes in Prefontaine and sought technology and creating technology in his own kitchen to help an athlete pursue their level of excellence is really what CAF is about and we've been about. So it's been exciting to see, CAF grow and sort of carry on that mission.
So coming up April 8th, Nike Campus, we're talking running clinic, we're talking swimming clinic, sit volleyball, wheelchair basketball. I love the fact that a huge brand like Nike recognizes the need of sport and not just you think of Nike, you think of running, you think of basketball, obviously, but all these sports under one umbrella. Talk a little bit about that day and what it means to you and to Nike.
Yeah, for years we've been doing these Oster Mobility Clinics
yep.
with the Challenge Athletes Foundation around the country in all sorts of locations. We've been to New York and to San Francisco and Chicago and Dallas is coming up this weekend. And 2 years ago, we were invited up to the Nike campus, and the Oster and CAF went up there. We did our first event at the Nike World Headquarters, and our, well, it wasn't our first mobility clinic, but our first one that was there at the Nike headquarters in Beaverton. And it was really amazing. You know, you just, of course, it's a company, and it's had so many other champions that have come across there that have played on or run across those fields. We did our event at the Ronaldo Field. But, you know, you think of folks like LeBron James or Tiger Woods has come through there, and even Ronaldo, I mean, being on that field, you know, soccer player, football players like that, and just runners that are there and that are training and that are running around that campus every day. Great champions, you know, the Joan Benoit Samuelson building is there. So, I mean, so many amazing, legendary athletes that have come through, and for them to host something where we are seeing our sparking our own champions to take their first steps. And, you know, for athletes with disabilities, they still have the same desires to compete and play. And, you know, I can't think of a more magical, wonderful place than the Nike headquarters to get to take your first steps and to learn how to run and become a better runner. And that's what I think with our mobility clinics, I always say, too, you don't have to know how to run to come to our running clinics. And sometimes it's about just knowing how to walk better and move better. To refer to the mobility clinic name instead of a running clinic, because it's all about becoming more mobile, becoming better.
Yeah.
And so we do have the running portion of the event. We will have other sports that are offered. I mean, there's so many things that are offered on that campus that it's wonderful that we're using other parts of the facility to, you know, have volleyball and basketball. And so it's great for people to try other things.
The other thing that I think has come a long way is the perception of challenged athletes. It used to be, when you were a little girl, it's not like people were coming and looking to showcase Sarah Reinertsen, right? Somebody who's missing a leg above the knee. Nowadays, I think sponsors realize that, wait a second, who stands out here? Who are the people who the public recognizes? They recognize people who stand out. They recognize people who have a story. And, you know, being on The Amazing Race and writing your own book and finishing the Ironman, all of those things, I don't think that would have been possible 20 years ago. Things have changed for the better in terms of the perception of what a challenged athlete can provide to, you know, to corporate America, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I think we definitely see more companies that are sponsoring athletes with disabilities. I have to say I'm really proud that Nike has actually had had a long history of supporting athletes with disabilities. You know, I just even remember going to my first track meet when I was, my first national track meet, I should say. I was like 12, 13 years old, and at that track meet was an athlete named Craig Blanchett, and he was a wheelchair athlete, and he was sponsored by Nike, and he was even used in a Nike commercial, and the tagline was "Just Do It," and it showed him like pushing the wheelchair and racing around in his chair through the rain, and I just love that they used an athlete with a disability who was going to get out there in his wheelchair and push through it no matter what. And that spoke to me. I didn't use a wheelchair just like Craig did, but, you know, seeing that in the advertisement of Nike, I felt like I was part of the brand, of the swoosh, and that I was included in that, you know, rallying cry of "Just Do It" to do sport. And so, they've supported other athletes, not just Craig Blanchett, but other athletes and myself. And so it's cool that there is a tradition there that for supporting athletes with disabilities. But, you know, there's more athletes that they have added as the Paralympics have continued to grow. So that's really cool to see. And who knows, when we're at the clinic on April 8th, you never know. Maybe there's a future Nike athlete that will come out of taking those first steps at that event, too. And this will be our third year. We've had the athletes that got running feet previous years who have come out and have come back and who are now running on their school team. And you can just continue to see that impact even years after they got that give from CAF and from Oser. So, and of course, from our host, Nike. So it's really awesome just to see the ripple effects of that work.
Actually, this summer at the Paralympics, I had Deborah Jackson, one of our moms, come up to me and go, you know, Bob, you probably don't remember this, but 8 years ago when Desmond was eight, you guys gave him a running leg. And tomorrow night he's running in the finals of the 200 meters here in Rio. And that's when you realize what you guys are doing at this Nike OCRCAF running clinic on April 8th on the Nike campus. You never know, right? That's the greatest thing is hope. You never know where you can go. If it leads to you playing basketball with your buddies or it leads to you to Tokyo in the Paralympics, the nice thing is there are no limits. Where when you were a kid and the soccer coach said, you can't play with the other kids, you just go kick the ball against the wall, there were limits that were placed on you. And now, because you've been someone who's led that the way, there are way less limits than ever before.
So true. So true. And, you know, I want just to press upon people, too, that their space is limited, though, for these events. They are free of charge when they mix.
Yes.
So there is no cost to these amputees who, you know, want to come out. So, you know, taking another barrier away, that financial barrier for people to get involved. The mobility clinics are free, but space is limited, so make sure you do sign up. I actually posted something on my Instagram, so it's on my bio, my profile on my Instagram, and it's my last post that I put on there with a link that takes you to the Facebook page so that you can register and secure your spot.
Yes.
Because you definitely don't want to miss this one.
No.
You know, and if you know any family members or folks who can benefit from a day of sport at Nike, definitely sign up and join us in Beaverton, Oregon on April 8th.
Love it. Sarah Reinertsen has been our guest. Sarah, thank you for everything you do and everything you have done to showcase challenged athletes worldwide.
Thanks, Bob.
We again are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series by VeloFix.com, the world's best mobile bike shop, at ATVSwimSpas.com. They'll be offering Dave Scott training tips on site, Ironman 70.3 Oceanside Expo, the IOA Run the City 5K, the best ever office party coming to San Diego on Thursday night, June 15th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we're about to send out 1,660 grants totaling $2.3 million to buy the equipment challenged athletes need to stay in the game of life through sport. You can support challenged athletes at challengedathletes.org. Check us out on BabbittVille.com and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.